Yankees hoping to gain ground in the AL East as they take on Chris Sale and the first-place Red Sox. We'll take it to the top of the first. Eduardo Nunez at the plate.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left center. Hicks on the run in left center. Makes a great catch. And a diving catch at that. Hicks racing toward left center to the visitor's bullpen, left his feet, and made an extraordinary catch.
I guess you'd like him to get through seven. You know he wants to get through this inning.
It'll be a 1-2. Sale struck him out swinging fastball. Tied at one, bottom of the eighth. One out, bases loaded. It'll be a 3-2 to Frazier. The right-hander Barnes is set. Now here's the payoff. Swung on and lined to center field. Bradley makes the catch. Here comes Hicks. Here comes a throw. Not in time. It's a sack fly and an RBI by the Todd father. Todd Frazier comes through. In Todd we trust. And the Yankees take a 2-1 lead. It'll be a 1-2 to Devers. And Chapman ready to deal. Swung on. A high fly to deep left center. Back goes Hicks. Away back on the track. It's gone. He tied the game in the Boston bullpen. The rookie left-hand hitter hit one in the Boston bullpen to tie the game at two. Bases loaded, one man out. 2-1 to the left-hand hitter. And the pitch is swung on. Line to right field. There's a base hit. Only one run will score. They had to wait. Bradley scores. The bases remain loaded. And Boston takes a 3-2 lead.
Joe Girardi and the Yankees drop to 5.5 back in the AL East after a disappointing loss to the Red Sox. They would lose 3-2 in 10 innings. Here's what Girardi had to say.
Frustrating loss. There's no doubt about it. We were in position to win. I actually thought Chappie in the ninth threw the ball really well. He made a mistake. And it happens. But I thought his stuff was really good tonight. But he made one mistake that cost us.
Did that shock you that that got out?
Well, I mean, we know the young man has power. And if you put the barrel of the bat to 100-mile-an-hour fastball, it's probably going to go somewhere.
Billy.
What was the mistake in it?
Well, it was just too good of a pitch to hit ahead in the count.
Okay. And what's your assessment of where he's at right now? I mean, the last three games have all been pretty
Again, I thought he was rusty. I thought his stuff was really good tonight. I know that the last inning he walked a guy and hit a guy in the 10th, but when you look at his stuff in the 9th, it was pretty darn good.
Do you think the pitch that he hit Bradley, I mean, is 0-2 that kind of
I really don't think Chappie gets rattled. I mean, I think he's too experienced for that. If he was a first-year closer or second-year closer, you might say, yeah, but not Chappie.
Kevin, to your left.
Joe, you have a lot of options out there with Robertson and the other guys. You're still going to leave it the way it is?
Yeah, Chappie. I mean, he's my closer.
Who else? Oh, sorry, you have a mic there? Oh, no. Anybody else? Brian.
Yo, this was your 20th blown save of the season as a team. I mean, when you hear that statistic, how do you make sense of that?
Well, I think the statistic is, when you hear blown save, it sounds like it's 20 in the ninth inning. I mean, so that's, we went through a hard time in the bullpen. It was about the time that Adam went down in June. But we've been better in closing out games, since we've made additions and guys have gotten back on track. So, I think that can be a misleading number. It makes it sound like it's 20 in the ninth inning. And that would be an issue.
Hart, to your right, Joe.
Joe, did you take him out because of the pitch count?
We've pushed him a couple times, and the one time he ended up, coming up a little lame. So I think it was in Boston. He threw about 35 pitches. So I just felt enough was enough.
Anyone else? Susan.
What did you think of Montgomery and how he pitched against Sale?
Really good. I thought Jordan threw the ball excellent tonight. He got a lot of strikes and some outs with his slider, which is not necessarily a pitch that he goes to a lot. But it was really good, and he used his curveball effectively, and I thought he pitched really well.
Monday, the Yankees host the Mets for a Subway Series in the Bronx.